they finished their circuit of the green. "Just in case anybody's in the ditch," said Antony, and then sat down on the bench. "Now then," said Bill, "we are alone. Fire ahead." Antony smoked thoughtfully for a little. Then he took his pipe out of his mouth and turned to his friend. "Are you prepared to be the complete Watson?" he asked. "Watson? Do you follow me, Watson? That one. Are you prepared to have quite obvious things explained to you? To ask futile questions? To give me chances of scoring off you? To make brilliant discoveries of your own 2 or 3 days after I have made them myself? All that kind of thing. Because it all helps." "My dear Tony," said Bill delightedly, "need you ask?" Antony said nothing, and Bill went on happily to himself. "I perceive from the strawberry mark on your shirt front that you had strawberries for dessert. Holmes, you astonish me. Tut, tut, you know my methods. Where is the tobacco? The tobacco is in the Persian slipper. Can I leave my practice for a week? I can." Antony smiled and went on smoking. After waiting hopefully for a minute or two, Bill said in a firm voice, "Well then, Holmes, I feel bound to ask you if you have deduced anything. Also, whom do you suspect?" Antony began to talk.